this is Chris. Welcome to Odyssey. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder and discovery. So why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey.
Zach, I'd like you to meet Blake Anderson.
Ah, so you like science?
Yeah.
We're talking about the four of us having dinner together tomorrow night.
So I hear you like trains, Zachary.
Yeah.
You don't like me very much, do you?
Wimpy!
So you've really never been fishing?
No, I don't think I'd like it. I'm not patient about things like that.
Oh, no, it'd be good for you. It's relaxing. You know what? Maybe it'd be a good way for me to meet Zachary. You think he'd like fishing?
Well, how would we get his wheelchair into a boat?
Oh, not in a boat. We can fish from the shore. We can make it into, like, a picnic, the four of us. You, me, Zachary, and Jill. How about this Sunday after church?
When we all meet for the first time, I think it would be nice just to have dinner at our house.
Oh, okay, that's fine. But sometime, I really think we need to fish. You, Eileen Sellers, need to fish.
Oh, I need to.
Yes, you need to. So tomorrow night I meet Zachary, huh?
Yes. Well, maybe. I don't know. I think I should see how he reacts first.
Oh, that's fine.
Well, thanks for the walk. I better get inside.
All right. I'll call you tomorrow, then.
Mom?
Zachary! What are you doing home? I thought you were at Wits End.
I was, but Mr. Allen shut the train down for repairs. Oh. Eugene brought me home. I tried to call you, but you weren't around.
Oh, I was... walking. Zach, I'd like you to meet Blake Anderson.
Hi.
Nice to meet you, Zach. Well, listen, I better be getting home. I'll see you later.
Bye, Blake.
Yeah, bye. Who is that?
He's just a man I met about a month ago. He works in the same building as me.
But why was he here?
We were taking a walk. He's someone I've been spending some time with. We've had a few lunches together.
Lunches? So you're dating him?
No, I wouldn't say that. We're just... Yeah, I guess we are dating in a way.
Why?
I don't know. It's just kind of nice to have somebody to eat with on my lunch break.
It's not lunchtime now.
No, it isn't, but we're talking about the four of us having dinner together tomorrow night.
The four of us?
Blake has a 10-year-old daughter. Her name is Jill. Blake's wife died of cancer 2 years ago.
But I don't get it. Why are you dating in the first place? Especially now.
Well, Zach, I just... Maybe it's time, you know? Your father died almost 3 years ago, and it's nice to have someone to go to lunch with, that's all. Do you see anything wrong with that?
No. I guess not.
Okay. Well, I'll call Blake and tell him we're on for dinner.
This is wonderful.
Well, thank you.
I like the meatloaf.
Thank you, Jill.
Is that basil?
Well, yes, there is a little in there. Are you a cook?
Jill's been trying her hand in the kitchen lately. With mixed success, though.
I'm great at cheesecake.
Well, you'll have to show me your recipe.
So, Zachary, your mom tells me you're doing pretty well in school these days. She said you won some sort of award?
Yeah. It was a science award.
Ah, so you like science.
Yeah.
Is that your best subject?
Probably.
My best subject is English. We're doing poetry. The teacher read my last poem in front of the class.
Really?
It was about leaves. Could I have some more bread?
Oh, sure.
So I hear you like trains, Zachary.
Yeah.
Do you have any of your own?
Yeah, it's in the garage.
Does it go around in a circle? Or is it one of those that goes up hills and stuff?
Oh, it does both. A figure eight, too.
Wow. Yeah, I'd like to see it. Maybe after dinner, huh?
Sure.
Well, so, Zach, why don't you tell them about your new hobby?
Hobby?
Yes, what you've been working on for the past 2 weeks.
Oh, that.
Yes.
I'm building model airplanes.
Really?
Do they fly?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I played with model planes when I was a boy. Never could get them to fly, though. So you've made some planes, huh?
Yeah.
Well, how do you, go about making them?
Just follow the plans in the box.
Ah, of course. I tell you, this is really delicious, Eileen. I guess I said that already, huh?
Yes, Blake.
Well, it is. You think so, don't you, Jill?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Great meal.
Well, thank you. You know, you could have tried a little harder tonight.
Well, I'm sorry. I wasn't really in the mood to talk.
Well, it would have been nice of you to talk anyway.
I didn't have anything to talk about.
Oh, Blake was giving you plenty of things to talk about.
I know. But the whole night was just so fake. Everybody trying to make a good impression. When I took him to see the train, he didn't care about it. He was acting like he did, but he didn't.
He was just showing interest in your hobbies.
He was trying to get me to like him.
Well, what do you expect? Of course he wants you to like him.
Why? I mean, it's not like you're going to get married, right?
No, Zachary. I've only known him for a month. I have no idea what's going to come of this, if anything. I just like him, Zach. That's it. And I wanted you to like him, too. What do you say we try again? Let's go somewhere as a foursome. And as long as you give him a chance, things will feel a lot more comfortable than they did tonight.
Well, okay.
Wow, this mall is huge.
Yeah, I heard it was pretty impressive. Makes the Odyssey Mall look kind of tiny, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, Connellsville always has to outdo Odyssey. You know, I'm getting kind of hungry. Anybody else hungry?
I am.
Oh.
There's some restaurants down this way. What are you guys in the mood for? Zachary?
I don't care. Anything.
Jill, what do you want?
Those hats! I love those hats!
It doesn't sound too appetizing to me.
Can we just stop and look in the store for a second?
Why don't you go ahead? You know, I'm not that interested in hats, to be honest.
Yeah, I think I'll pass, too.
Well, I'll go with you.
Great. It'd be better to get a woman's view on this anyway. Dad doesn't know much about clothes.
Oh, is that right?
So, you want to just, wait over here?
Sure.
Smoking. Hold it, wait a minute. Look at that, a speed throw. Come on.
What does it do?
You've never seen one of these? Macho. You throw the baseball as hard as you can, and the screen tells you how fast you throw it. Check this out. I'll take 3 balls.
All right, here you go.
So, are you a pitcher or something?
I used to have a 95-mile-an-hour fastball.
Get out of here.
No, I'm serious. I pitched in college. I even got drafted by the Yankees.
You played for the Yanks?
Well, I didn't make the team, but, you know, I mowed them down in college.
A 95-mile-an-hour fastball, huh?
So you want me to prove it to you? I mean, I may have lost a little bit of speed now, but, you know, I can still hit the 80s, I bet.
No way.
Okay, I'll tell you what. If I can't, I'll get you one of those giant pretzels.
You're on.
All right. You asked for it. Fastball, outside corner on the plate, at the knees. Ow!
Wimpy! What happened?
I think I pulled something.
You okay?
Yeah, it's just a muscle strain. Oh, you think this is funny, do you?
I'm surprised. I've never heard about your legendary 56-mile-an-hour fastball.
Yeah, well, it looks a little faster when you're trying to hit it, I guess. All right, wise guy. So I owe you a pretzel, all right?
I'd like the jumbo, please.
Yeah, of course. So you like baseball?
Oh, sure.
Well, maybe we should go to a game sometime. Just you and me. How about it? Well, what's the matter?
I don't think so.
How come?
I don't really want to.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
Look, forget the pretzel. I'm going to go see what Mom's doing.
Great. Now what did I do?
This recipe says 2 cups of flour.
I know.
Well, so why are you putting in 8 cups?
I told you we're quadrupling.
Hey, Zachary. We're making cookies in here. You want to join us?
No, thanks. I like it out here.
Why?
I just need some air.
Oh, okay. So, you think we're going to be brother and sister?
What?
My dad really seems to like your mom. Do you think your mom likes him?
Well, I don't know. I don't think she knows.
I bet they're going to get married.
You think?
Definitely. I'm not sure where we're going to live, though. We'll probably have to get another house. There's not enough room here, and I don't think your house is big enough either. I saw a house for sale the other day about 2 blocks from here. I really like it, and I think it's got a room on the bottom floor, so you won't have to go upstairs.
You were actually looking at houses?
Yeah. And are you going to change your name to Zachary Anderson?
No way. Good grief, you're acting like it's already happened.
Just thinking ahead.
You seem awfully excited about this. I mean, isn't it a little weird to see your dad dating again?
Well, I don't know. It's just that my dad hasn't really smiled that much since my mom died. And he smiles all the time now. I like that. Don't you like it?
Oh, hi.
Hey, Zach. Is your mom ready?
Well, she's getting there. Mom, Blake's here.
Thanks. I'll be there in a minute.
I guess I am a little early, huh?
Well, have a seat.
Oh, thanks.
So, where are you guys going?
To the Harlequin Theater. You know, to see a play.
That's strange. Mom never really went to plays before.
Zachary, you don't like me very much, do you?
I think you're okay.
Just not good enough for your mother.
Nobody's good enough for my mother.
Hey, I agree.
So, yeah, you thinking about marrying her?
No, it's too early to tell that.
But you like her.
Well, sure I do.
Enough to be your husband?
Zach, I just told you it's too early to tell.
It just seems like you're preparing for it.
Preparing? What do you mean by that?
Nothing.
Zach, you know, I've had an awful time trying to figure you out here. I mean, there seems to be this wall that you've put up between us, and I just don't know how to get through it. Look, will you do me a favor? Just be honest with me. Tell me what's going on.
Okay. I don't really like what you've been doing.
What have I been doing?
I almost get the feeling that you're trying to inch your way into the family.
Really?
Just the way you want me to like you. Pretending you like trains, inviting me to baseball games.
And why is that so wrong?
Because you're not my father.
Oh, Zach, I'm not trying to be. You know, from the way your mom talks, your father was a good man, and I'd be a fool to think I could take his place. Your dad took you to baseball games, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have figured. Well, I guess I was kind of naive to think that I could just win your heart right off the bat. But you know, there's something you need to remember. There's more people involved here than just you.
To you and many more.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Dad. Blow out your candles.
All right.
Oh, wonderful.
All right.
What'd you wish for?
You can't ask him that, Mom.
Well, sure I can.
Well, actually, I didn't wish for anything. There's nothing I really need. I've got a gorgeous wife, a strapping young boy, and a roof over our heads. What more could I ask for?
Oh.
Hey, Zach.
Oh, hi, Mom.
What were you watching?
A video.
Of what?
It was Dad's birthday party.
Oh. Well, you didn't have to turn it off.
I was done anyway. Why are you home so soon? Short play?
We didn't go. Blake was upset by the conversation he had with you, so we just went to a restaurant and talked.
Really?
He feels like he pushed too hard. He completely understands your feelings, and he doesn't blame you for shutting him out.
I'm not trying to shut him out. I just...
Look, I understand your feelings, too. But Blake just wants a chance to be your friend.
My friend or my dad?
Zach, listen to me. I like Blake a lot, but that doesn't mean I'm ready to marry him. The truth is, I'm not even sure how I feel about all of this.
Really?
Yes, really. You think this is new for you? It's new for me, too. It's all so crazy. Oh, maybe we're going too fast. You know, in fact, when we go out tomorrow night, I'm thinking of suggesting that we slow things down a little.
You're going out tomorrow night?
Yes, the play runs through the weekend.
But tomorrow? Don't you remember what tomorrow is?
Uh-huh.
Then how can you go out?
Why not, Zach?
Because it's Dad's birthday. How can you ignore that?
I'm not ignoring it. I'll think about it the whole day, but I can't let it bring my life to a halt. There have been so many changes in our lives. We've come to Odyssey. We're both Christians now. The only thing I haven't done is get past this wall. It's fine to have anniversaries to remember your dad, but I'm ready to stop feeling sorry for myself, Zach. Whether or not it's Blake or someone else, I think it's time to get on with our lives. Don't you? You know what I think we should do? I think we should pray. We don't have to go through this alone anymore, Zach. We're not alone.
Are you sick?
No, why?
Well, I tried to call you at work, and they told me you didn't come in today.
Oh.
Well, then I tried calling here a few times, and there was no answer, so I got worried.
I'm okay.
Are you? You look like you've been crying.
Yeah, I guess a little bit.
Mind if I ask why?
Today is Michael's birthday.
Oh.
It's still hard sometimes.
Yeah, I know. Gloria's birthday hits me the same way.
Yeah.
Well, look, if you need anything, just...
Oh, I'll be okay, really.
Well, just give me a call when, you know, when you're ready.
I will.
Eileen?
Yes?
I was just wondering, where's he buried?
In Richland. It's about 2 hours east of here.
Well, would you like to go to the cemetery?
Oh, Blake.
Tell you what, why don't you get ready? We'll go pick up Zachary at school, and then I'll take you over there. That is, if you want to.
Thank you, Blake. I would. The grave's over there.
You need me to push you, Zach?
No, thanks. The path is smooth enough.
Okay. Why don't you guys go on ahead?
You're not coming with us?
Nah, I'll wait here. And take all the time you need, okay?
Thank you, Blake. Well, they've kept this cemetery up nicely.
Yeah.
Are we over too far? Where is it?
It's right there.
Oh, yes. Oh, and fresh flowers. Grandma Sellers must have come by.
I miss him.
I know. Me too. Did I ever tell you what he did on our wedding day?
I don't think so.
We were standing at the altar about to say our I do's. The preacher was speaking these eloquent and moving words, and your father leaned over and whispered to me, "You don't squeeze the toothpaste from the middle, do you?" I started laughing right there in my wedding dress in front of 300 people. I was cracking up. You know, sometimes I thought it was your father's goal in life to make me smile. He loved seeing me happy.
Mom?
Yes?
Does Blake make you happy?
I enjoy being with him, yes.
Oh.
Zach, look at me. I will never, ever forget your father.
I know.
I will always love him. Nothing is going to change that. No one can ever replace him.
I know.
And the man that's sitting in the car back there is not a sign that I'm ignoring the past. It's a sign that I've decided not to keep living in it. Do you think that's all right?
Well, I think Dad would want the best for you, and I think he'd be really impressed by a man who drove 2 hours to take us to see his grave.
Yeah. Maybe we should give Blake another chance, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, Dad. We're gonna be late for the game.
Sorry. I couldn't find my keys.
Well, we should still make it by the first pitch.
Oh, yeah. We got plenty of time. Okay, we ready?
Oh, wait a second. Hold on. Let me check something. Okay, I got it.
You're taking a book?
Well, you know, baseball's a slow sport.
Look, if you don't want to go...
No, it'll be fun. I really do.
Okay, but after the game, we're going to ask you who won, and you'd better know.
Okay, just tell me who's playing.
I brought some of my homework.
What?
I figure it might get a little boring.
Oh, great. 50% of our group expects to have a bad time. Oh, what about you, Zachary? You want to go back in the house and maybe get the Parcheesi board or something?
Well, no way. I'm watching the game.
All right.
Let's go, Blake. It'll be fun just being together.
All right, then.
I hope the car starts.
Hey. There we go. Okay, gang. After that short delay, we are finally moving on.
Yes. Okay, fine.
Psalm 147, verse 3 says, God heals the brokenhearted. He bandages their wounds. Most of us from time to time will experience loss in our lives. And when we do, it's important to remember that we have a God who loves us and will lead us through the difficult times and help us to let go of the hurt and move on. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Letting Go was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our production engineer was Mark Drury. And our executive producer was Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.